Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going to do a deep dive into something that might sound a little intimidating at first.
Oh.
Blood clots, and more specifically, a type called DVT.
Okay.
Now, whether you're prepping for a doctor's appointment or just curious about how your body works, understanding this stuff can be really helpful.
Yeah, for sure.
We're drawing on some expertise from the RAIN Center for Venous and Lymphatic Diseases and their specialized STAT-DVT and edema therapy clinic. These folks really know their stuff when it comes to veins and circulation.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting how we often take our veins for granted until something goes wrong.
Right.
But they're like the intricate highway system of our bodies.
Oh, wow.
Ensuring that blood flows smoothly to every destination.
So true. So let's start with the basics.
Okay.
What exactly is a blood clot?
Okay.
Is it like a traffic jam in our veins, as the saying goes?
That's actually a pretty good analogy.
Okay.
Blood clots are clumps of blood that solidify, and they're a natural part of how our bodies heal. Think of it this way.
Okay.
When you get a cut, platelets, which are tiny cells in your blood, they rush to the scene and act like tiny first responders.
Wow.
They work with clotting factors to create a sort of plug to stop the bleeding.
So clots are good then?
Yeah.
When they're stopping us from bleeding outright.
Exactly.
But when do they become a problem?
They become a problem when they form when they're not supposed to.
Uh-oh.
Obstructing the normal flow of blood through the veins.
Okay.
And that's where things can get a little tricky, especially with something called DVT.
Okay.
Which stands for deep vein thrombosis.
That's one of those terms you hear and you think, oh, that sounds serious.
Yeah.
And that's a specialty of the RAIN Center, isn't it?
Yes. A DVT is a blood clot that forms in the deep veins, most commonly in the legs. And here's why they're dangerous.
Okay.
Imagine a small dam suddenly breaking and sending debris downstream.
Oh, gosh.
That's kind of what can happen with a DVT.
Okay.
It can break loose and travel to the lungs, causing something called a pulmonary embolism.
Which is a life-threatening condition.
Okay, that's a vivid image. Definitely something we want to avoid.
Yeah.
So let's talk about recognizing the signs.
Okay.
How do you know if you might have a DVT? What should people be watching out for?
Well, early detection is so important.
Right.
And the RAIN Center outlines some key symptoms on their website.
Okay.
The most common ones include swelling in the leg pain, a feeling of warmth in the area, and redness.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the tricky part. Not everyone experiences noticeable symptoms.
Oh.
Which is why it's crucial to consult a doctor if you suspect something might be off.
So if there's even a slight doubt, it's better to err on the side of caution and get it checked out.
Absolutely. It's always better to be safe than sorry when it comes to your health.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So we know DVTs can be dangerous.
Yes.
But it sounds like there are ways to reduce our risks.
Yes.
What are some things our listener can do to help prevent them in the first place? That's a great question. There are actually quite a few simple lifestyle changes that can make a big difference in preventing DVTs.
Okay, let's hear them.
Yeah.
What can our listeners start doing today to keep those veins healthy and happy?
Well, staying active is key.
Okay.
When you move your muscles, help pump blood back up towards your heart, which improves circulation and reduces the risk of clots.
Okay.
Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise on most days of the week. And it doesn't have to be anything intense.
Yeah.
Even a brisk walk can do wonders.
Get those steps in, everyone. What else can we do?
Maintaining a healthy weight is important, too.
Okay.
As being overweight or obese increases your risk.
Right.
And if you smoke, quitting is one of the best things you can do for your overall health, including your vein health.
Oh, for sure.
Smoking damages blood vessels, making them more prone to clots.
So exercise, healthy weight, no smoking. Got it.
Got it.
What about staying hydrated? I imagine that plays a role, too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Drinking plenty of water helps thin your blood, which prevents it from becoming too thick and sluggish, making it harder for clots to form.
Okay, so staying hydrated is a simple yet powerful preventative measure.
Yes.
Any other lifestyle tweaks we should keep in mind?
Definitely. If you have a job that requires you to sit or stand for long periods,
right,
be sure to take regular breaks to move around.
Mm-hmm.
Even just standing up and stretching your legs for a few minutes every hour can significantly improve circulation.
Okay.
And for those long journeys by plane or car,
mm-hmm,
get up and walk around at least once an hour or do some simple exercises in your seat.
Okay.
Anything to keep that blood flowing.
Great tips. And I've heard that compression stockings can be really helpful too.
Yes.
Especially for people who are prone to swelling.
That's right.
Yeah.
Compression stockings gently squeeze your legs, which helps improve blood flow and reduce swelling.
Okay.
They can be particularly beneficial for folks who have jobs that involve prolonged sitting or standing, or for anyone traveling long distances.
These are all such practical and actionable tips, and I bet our listeners are already thinking about how they can incorporate some of these changes into their daily routines.
I hope so. It's empowering to know that we can take proactive steps to protect our vein health.
Yeah, for sure.
And speaking of swelling, let's delve a little deeper into that topic we touched on earlier, edema.
Yes, edema. You mentioned it's swelling caused by fluid buildup.
Yeah.
And that a DVT can sometimes be the culprit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you break that down for us a bit more?
Absolutely. Imagine a river with a dam blocking the flow of water.
Okay.
What happens?
Down.
The pressure builds up behind the dam.
Okay.
And eventually water starts seeping out into the surrounding area.
Right.
With a DVT, it's similar. The clot acts like that dam.
Okay.
Obstructing blood flow in the vein.
Mm-hmm.
This causes pressure to build.
Okay.
And fluid from the blood can leak into the surrounding tissues in the leg.
Right.
Leading to the swelling we call edema.
So the DVT is like the root cause.
Yeah.
And the edema is a symptom.
Precisely. And that's why treating the DVT is so crucial for managing the edema as well.
What?
By removing or reducing the blockage in the vein, you restore normal blood flow,
mm-hmm.
allowing that excess fluid to drain away.
This is where the Rain Center's expertise in both DVT and edema therapy really shines, right?
Yeah.
They're tackling the issue from both angles.
Exactly. They have a dedicated stat DVT and edema therapy clinic.
Wow.
Which is pretty remarkable. It reflects a real commitment to providing comprehensive care for patients facing these conditions.
Now, I'm curious. If someone is experiencing leg swelling,
okay,
how can they tell if it's related to a DVT or just something else? I mean, sometimes my ankles swell a bit after standing for a long time.
Uh-huh.
But I'm pretty sure that's not a DVT.
That's a great question, and it highlights why it's always best to consult with a medical professional if you have concerns.
Okay.
While some swelling is normal,
yeah,
particularly after prolonged standing or sitting,
right,
there are some key differences between general swelling and edema associated with a DVT.
Okay. What are the red flags that should prompt someone to see a doctor?
First, swelling related to a DVT usually affects one leg,
okay,
not both.
Mm-hmm.
So if you notice a significant difference in swelling between your legs,
right,
that's a cause for concern.
Okay.
Also, the swelling is often accompanied by pain tenderness or a sensation of warmth in the affected area.
So it's not just the swelling itself,
right,
but the accompanying symptoms as well.
Exactly. And if the skin over the swollen area appears reddish or discolored,
okay,
that's another potential warning sign.
Mm.
These symptoms could indicate inflammation or a blockage in the veins, which is why it's essential to have them checked out by a doctor.
This is all super valuable information, and I bet our listeners are feeling much more empowered to spot the signs of a potential DVT.
I hope so.
I know we talk about prevention, but let's say someone is diagnosed with a DVT.
Okay.
What kind of treatment options are available?
That's a great question. And as you mentioned earlier, the Rain Center offers a range of specialized procedures. These procedures are generally designed to remove the clot, dissolve it, or improve blood flow around it.
It sounds like they have a whole arsenal of tools to tackle DVTs.
Yeah.
Could you give us a little more detail about how these procedures work?
Of course. One common procedure is called thrombolysis.
Okay.
Which involves injecting a clot-busting medication directly into the clot to break it down.
Hmm.
This is often used for larger clots or those causing severe symptoms.
So it's like a targeted attack on the clot itself.
Exactly. Another option is thrombectomy.
Okay.
Which uses a small catheter to physically remove the clot from the vein. This is typically done for clots in larger veins.
Wow, that sounds pretty high tech.
It is. And for some patients, a procedure called a venoplasty might be recommended.
Okay.
This involves using a small balloon to widen a narrowed vein and improve blood flow.
Mm.
Sometimes a stent, which is a tiny mesh tube, is placed in the vein to help keep it open.
It seems like there's a whole spectrum of options depending on the individual's needs and the severity of the DVT.
You got it. And it's important to remember that these procedures are usually performed by a vascular surgeon, a doctor who specializes in treating conditions that affect the blood vessels.
This has been incredibly insightful, and I'm sure our listeners feel much more knowledgeable about DVTs now.
Yeah.
From how to recognize them to the various treatment options available.
I hope so. It's all about empowering people with knowledge so they can make informed decisions about their health.
Before we wrap up, I want to touch on something we haven't discussed yet.
Okay.
The emotional side of dealing with a DVT. Receiving a diagnosis like that can be pretty scary, right?
It absolutely can be.
Yeah.
A DVT diagnosis can be frightening and overwhelming.
Right.
It's important to remember that you're not alone and that there are resources and support systems available to help you cope with the emotional impact.
That's so important. What advice would you give to someone feeling anxious or overwhelmed after a DVT diagnosis?
First and foremost, talk to your doctor about your concerns. They can provide more information about your specific condition and treatment options, which can help ease some of the anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting with others who have experienced DVT can also be incredibly helpful.
Are there any support groups or online communities you recommend?
There are. The National Blood Clot Foundation,
okay,
for instance, has a wonderful online community where people can share their stories,
mm-hmm,
ask questions, and find support from others who understand what they're going through.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I imagine having a strong support system of family and friends can make a world of difference, too.
Absolutely. Don't be afraid to reach out to your loved ones and let them know how you're feeling and what you're going through.
Okay.
They can offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or even practical help with things like cooking, cleaning, or childcare.
This is all so valuable.
Right.
It's a good reminder that dealing with a health challenge like a DVT isn't just about the physical aspects.
Mm-hmm.
It's about taking care of your emotional and mental well-being as well.
I couldn't agree more. And it's heartwarming to see that the Rain Center seems to embrace this holistic approach to patient care,
mm-hmm,
addressing not just the medical side, but also the emotional and psychological aspects.
Absolutely. They're truly setting a high standard for patient-centered care.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much we've learned about DVTs today.
Yeah.
What they are, why they're dangerous, how to prevent them, the treatments available,
mm-hmm,
and even the emotional aspect of it all.
It's been a really comprehensive deep dive, and I hope our listeners are walking away feeling much more informed and empowered to take charge of their vein health.
Me too. And a huge thank you to the Rain Center for Venous and Lymphatic Diseases and their STAT-DVT and Edema Therapy Clinic.
Yes.
For sharing their expertise and resources. They're clearly pioneers in this field, providing top-notch care for their patients.
Absolutely. They're a fantastic example of a healthcare facility that goes above and beyond to prioritize patient well-being, both physically and emotionally.
Okay, before we wrap up, I always like to leave our listeners with a little food for thought.
Okay.
Something to spark their curiosity and keep those wheels turning. Today, I'm thinking about the future of DVT treatment.
Mm-hmm.
We've already touched on some pretty cutting-edge procedures.
Yeah.
But what's on the horizon? What exciting new advancements are being researched and developed?
That's a fascinating question. The field of vascular medicine is constantly evolving.
Right.
And researchers are always striving to find even more effective and less invasive treatments for DVT.
Okay.
One area that holds immense promise is the development of new medications that can dissolve clots more quickly and efficiently.
Okay.
With fewer side effects.
So we're talking about super-powered clot busters.
You could say that.
Wow.
And there's also exciting research going on in gene therapies that could potentially prevent clots from forming in the first place.
Okay.
That would be a revolutionary breakthrough for individuals who are at higher risk of developing DVT.
Wow. That's mind-blowing. It's incredible to think about the possibilities.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder about the role technology will play in the future of DVT treatment.
Yeah. I think technology will have a transformative impact, especially when it comes to early detection and remote monitoring.
Okay.
Imagine wearable devices that continuously monitor blood flow and send alerts if there's a potential clot forming.
Oh, wow.
Or telemedicine platforms that enable patients to consult with specialists right from their homes.
Those are some truly innovative ideas. It sounds like the future of DVT treatment is incredibly bright.
It is.
Which is definitely reassuring.
And I think this deep dive has really underscored the importance of staying informed about our health, being proactive about prevention, and seeking medical care when we need it.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power.
Sure.
And the more we learn about our bodies and how they work, the better equipped we are to take care of ourselves and make informed decisions about our health. So to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey into the world of DVTs. We hope you found it insightful, empowering, and perhaps even a little inspiring. Until next time, stay curious, stay healthy, and never stop learning.